Hello.
Hey, 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 Nathaniel.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Okay, nice. So the song I have for you today is another really obscure 90s TV show theme song that you're not gonna get. Ready? Okay. Goes, I've been loving you, bro, tonight. I know there's so much more we can fight about. Now I know I can record tonight and find my way back home. Oh. I used to watch this show all the time and I had no idea what the theme song was, and apparently that's it.
You used to watch this show all the time?
Yeah.
Was it Party of
Like,
Five?
no, that one is everybody wants to live like they wanna live. Should do that one. Oh, well, I ruined it.
Oh,
It's Ally McBeal, the
Oh,
Ally
right, because
McBeal
I
theme
in
song.
a previous episode I had talked about the Ally McBeal theme song.
Yeah, and I would watch that all the time, and no recollection of that song whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't remember that being the song for that. I never, ever in a million years would have guessed
Yeah,
it.
it's like that. I watched it. It's like that, and it's she's like dancing around and being quirky, you know?
Right, classic.
Right,
Classic McBeal. So I wanted to air grievances.
okay.
So as you may or may not know, straw like banning straws has become this like contentious thing that people talk about on the internet.
Right.
So
Save the turtles.
yes, so it's a thing because plastic is bad and it kills turtles and this and that. Pretty straightforward. Then you have a criticism coming out, and our younger brother apparently is one of these people that is criticizing this movement to say that, actually banning straws doesn't really do anything because there's plastic and all this other stuff too, and it just makes people feel like they're doing something when really actually they're not doing that much, and it's kind of a way to like appease people. So what do you, just to get your opinion, what do you think of that?
I mean, I understand what he's saying. I know what you're gonna say. It's like, why not fucking do it? And it's kind of, I get that too. It's kind of like the people that criticize like politicians for not doing enough, where it's like, well, they're doing something at least. They're doing this thing. I don't know. You know, it's like, but I get it too, because at my restaurant that happens, where we don't give out straws. We'll still have them if people like demand them, but we won't give them out. But yet we still give out sauce in plastic containers. It's like you're not you're so it's really not about that, is it? It's about like this image of you're doing it.
Okay, but my point of this is that
Yeah.
it has to start. If it, the reason that the cups aren't gonna get banned then is because of this idea of, well, it doesn't really matter, so let's not even do it. Because if
Right.
that's the vibe of like it doesn't really matter, let's not even do it, then how are you gonna get the cups banned? Because when you're trying to get the cut little cups banned, people are gonna say the same thing. So you have to start where
Well,
you
and
can
I,
start.
yeah. I also think too, it's like, no, you don't need a straw. So it's
Exactly,
something you can give
100%.
up.
So this is
Like
why.
a straw, yeah.
I'm just gonna rant for a little bit, if that's all right.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So this is why the world's just gonna fucking end and we're all gonna die.
Right.
Because we can't even decide something that we don't need is bad. So we can't even go like, yeah, okay, so a straw. We don't need a straw. Nobody needs a straw. It's fucking useless unless you have like some kind of you're in the hospital or something. Like those people can have straws. All right. You can't drink or whatever. Those people get the straws, all right? And they can even use a reusable one, all right? Let's not get crazy here. So, this is the thing, is that there's so many complicated things about cleaning the planet up. Like, nuclear power, for example, is like supposedly actually a really good way that we could clean up the environment because it doesn't pollute on the level that a lot of these coal things do, but it creates this waste that never goes away and it's dangerous. And so that's a real like hard thing. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the right solution to that, but it's definitely like a crazy debate. But the straw thing is just like this is so easy that we can do.
Yeah.
But then we can't. We can't even do that because it's like, well, we got to do this and we can't do blah, blah, blah. And everybody's got to have this like criticism of it because I feel like the new thing that everybody's got to do is everybody's got to like have the hot take. Like if something comes out and it's too easy, then everybody's got to be like, oh, you know what? That's, you know why that's not actually like that though? Because yeah, nobody, you know, you're not really doing anything. It's just like, why do we always have to say that shit? And I feel like the person who started this straw thing was like, fuck, I don't know. I feel like so powerless. There's like got to be something I can do. I know. I could probably, you know, we could stop using straws. That's something that's easy that we could do, right? And I could make a difference. And then that guy starts this thing and then everybody gets all pissed because they don't get straws anymore.
Right. But also, like, I guess the answer, too, to that is not like, okay, well, let's not even do it then. It's like, okay, well, we have to do more than just this,
and
right?
Yeah, that's what I think is that instead of – but then the vibe that I get from people is just like – they're like, well, it's, you know, it's not like the responsibility of individuals. It has to be a responsibility of a thing. But it's like, yeah, okay, but – of like a big companies to not make this plastic, right? So us not using straws isn't going to fix anything because companies aren't going to change, right? But if we can do that, if we can get people to stop making straws by not using straws anymore, then it shows people that there's a power in not participating in this kind
right.
of thing.
Right. I mean, and a company is not going to change unless...
Yeah, 100%.
The customer is, yeah.
And then this goes to my other thing that I'm very passionate about, which is not littering cigarette butts. It's the same thing to me. So whenever I bring this, I was walking down the street and I would see cigarette butts all the time. And I thought, you know, this is the whole problem with the entire world is that people do this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
you don't need to do it. And you do it because it's easy and it's convenient and there's no fucking good reason at all. I don't give a shit what you say. There's no good reason to ever do it. Okay? So if you do it, you're a fucking being an asshole. Maybe you're not an asshole, but you're being an asshole right then.
Right.
And so,
right.
And you know, everybody's an asshole sometimes. I'm an asshole sometimes. People are assholes. It's not a big deal. But the fact that we can rationalize being an asshole is the problem with the entire world. So my thinking is if you could just get people to stop doing something like this, then
right.
then it could fix the whole world and this is like totally crazy, but because it shows that like you can actually change something that is small in people, which is this desire to just be, to not be inconvenienced, right? But you can't even do that. You can't even do that because if you explain to somebody that it's bad, and even they know it's bad, they're still going to figure out yeah. a way to rationalize why they, oh, well, there's no trash bins around, so I got to throw it on the ground. Or it's not that big of a deal, or this or that, or whatever. It's just like, and you know what? This is the Anderson Cooper rant that he did on fucking New Year's Eve. It's like a lot of the times these people that are doing this are like care about these huge big causes of like, I don't know, they're fucking vegans they believe in, you know, reproductive rights, or they believe in all these things that are really hard to change, but they can't even start by not fucking littering a cigarette butt in the ground. I don't give a shit about anything you say then. I don't care. If you littered cigarette butts on the ground, you don't get to talk to me about anything that you believe.
Right. I mean, it's the cigarette butts, it's like it just doesn't register to them. Like they wouldn't take their like wrapper from their food or whatever and just throw it on the floor. They would find a trash can.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's not the same to them in their head. It's like, I got to get rid of this right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, because it stinks.
I don't know.
They can't keep it on them. Because if they keep it on them, like, what are you going to keep? It's like a stinky thing that you're going to keep in your pocket, right? And it's gross and this and that. But that's exactly why the reason why you shouldn't be throwing it on the ground.
Right.
Because it's going to go into the water. I mean, there's so many reasons not to do it. And it's just like, all I'm saying is, just let's start with the little things. And then we can go to the more complicated stuff. Because if we can't start with the little things, then there's nothing. I don't care. Nothing's going to get fixed.
Yeah, no, it's true. But it's also like, I don't know, like, the way it seems is we need to do the big things, like, right now. Or else we're gonna be dead.
Sure, we
And
do.
that's not to say don't give up the straw thing. I'm just saying, like, I think what Angela was trying to say was like, this is bad because it gives people a sense of something when they really need to be doing a lot more.
Right, but my counter to that is people need to get a small win before they can decide, oh, I can do a lot more. So if you cut them off at the knees for something like that, then people are just like, well, just fuck it. Who cares? Instead of saying, it's like, you know what it is? It's like improv. You have to yes and people. You don't have to, you don't know
good.
People. You don't say like, no, that's not going to work. You say, yes, straws and this. That's good that you do that. And stop eating meat. And do whatever. And don't litter your fucking cigarette butts, you piece of shit. And so on.
Yeah. And if everybody yes anded, then we could do it.
And that's just,
a really good
analogy. That's the secret to life, is yes anding.
Yeah, totally. It totally is.
So, anyway, I just thought I hadn't gotten fired up for a while, so, you know.
Gotta get fired up about it.
Also, and then any listeners to the podcast can, if they like that rant on cigarette butts, they can check out my Instagram, The World Is Your Ashtray.
The World Is Your Ashtray.
Yeah.
Beautiful scenery around the world with cigarette butts.
Yeah, and I got a lot of places. I got like Asia and Europe, like a lot of Europe, cigarette butts everywhere. So.
Yeah. You got to go to South America next, Nick.
Yeah, I got to do America in general. I only have like one from America.
Oh, really?
Well, I only have Hawaii, and then I think you sent me one from New York. That's it.
Oh, yeah, I could send you more.
Yeah. Maybe send me some more. Anyway, those Europeans are never going to change, though. Those fucking Europeans.
Right. They don't understand, like, not
smoking inside. They think that's like a human
right. Well, no. I think they get that now, but when it's warm and we have a patio, and I tell them they can't smoke on the patio, they look at me like I'm crazy because
it's outside. Yeah, like,
I'm like, well, it's still, you still can't do it. We could get a ticket if you are smoking on our patio. So just go stand over there, please. And it seems ridiculous because it's like a foot away, but it's just, laws are ridiculous, I guess.
Well,
there's got to be a line somewhere.
Yeah. I guess that's the pushback on the straw thing, is that it's like, well, you're going to ban this kind of plastic, but you're not going to ban this other kind of plastic, which is, I agree. I think they should ban all single-use plastic.
Yeah, I mean, I get mad at the restaurant for that. I'm like, you're just jumping on this stupid bandwagon because it's a bandwagon. You're not actually thinking about what you're trying to do. Like, hello, we have all this other, we can buy metal ramekins to give you sauce in. We don't need plastic ramekins. That would be better.
Yeah. 100%, man. So, yeah. I don't know. Whatever, dude. Like, I mean, we're all gonna die, so who cares?
Yeah. The world will end before our lifetime ends, so.
Jesus Christ.
Mom and Dad will probably just make it.
That's such a depressing, the world will end. This is a depressing turn. Do you have anything? I have another thing, but do you have anything that's less depressing to go into?
Okay, yeah. So remember last episode we talked about the movie Wingman thing?
Okay, this is good. I like this.
Okay, so I have some movies that might be kind of hard, but I'm going to need you to be my wingman, buddy.
All right. Let's do it.
So the first one is Brad Pitt in Fight Club. I'd really like to fuck him. So
fuck.
Do you think you could do it? Do you think you could fuck Helena Bonham Carter in that one thing?
I'm trying to think if there's any other women in that movie. I think she's really the only other woman in that movie, right?
It's the only one I could think of. Like, I could think of, if you wanted to fuck Brad Pitt, I could fuck some guys, but...
No, I'm... Well, no, but the whole point is you get first pick. I feel like the whole point of...
No. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, there's some other,
oh,
like,
so if it
attractive
was me,
men, but I can't think of a woman. Yeah.
Yeah. There's the girl with cancer that like talks about the toys and stuff.
Yeah,
No, I'm gonna still
okay.
go with Helena Bonham Carter.
All right.
I'll do it. I can do that.
Nice. Thanks,
Yeah,
buddy.
no problem.
Yeah, these are hard ones. Okay. Oh, I've got a kind of easy one. Okay, so Indiana Jones, I want to do.
Which one?
So that's it's your pick. So if I wanted Indiana Jones, which girl would you want? Like, which movie would we go to so that
Ah,
you could have?
okay. Let me think. There's.
So there's the first girl, there's the second one who's like annoying, and then there's the German lady in the third one.
Like the Nazi?
Yeah, she's a Nazi,
Yeah,
but
she's
she's hot.
cut. No Nazis. I have a strict no Nazi
Okay.
policy with anybody I have sex with.
Okay, well then you've got either the one from the first one, who I don't know if you can picture her,
Yeah, I do know
and
who
then
that
there's
is.
the okay.
She is, yeah, I'll take that. I'll do that one.
Okay, wow, okay. Nice. All right, so there's that. Okay, what else do I got here? Okay. So we talked, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but we talked about I like Anne Margaret a lot.
Oh yeah, Anne
But
Margaret.
I can't think of like anybody else that's like what I would really want is Viva her from Viva Las Vegas. And there's got to be somebody in that, but I don't know who it would be. I don't know if you
I don't
do.
even know what that
And
movie is,
then
so I can't really do
Viva
that.
Las Vegas, it's her and Elvis.
Right, but
Anyway.
I don't know anything about it.
And then I was thinking like I know Bye Bye Birdie. And there's some other people in that. I don't know if there's anyone you would want. But then this leads to a very an interesting ethical question.
Which is
Because
what?
it's the character, right? Which the character is in high school, but the actress
Well,
is
as far
not.
as this game goes, it's the character. So you're gonna
Right.
have to not do Bye Bye Birdie, I think.
Okay. So you think that that's like, even though it's a move, an actress who's older,
Well, that's.
She's playing a
But
high
no,
school
but no, no, no. But
character, so it's bad.
the game is the
Yeah.
character.
The character, yeah.
As if the
Okay, so
character was
I can't do Bye
was
Bye
real.
Birdie.
Yeah.
So I guess I might have to give up Anne Margaret because I
Viva,
can't
I
think
mean,
of any.
like, let me watch Viva Las Vegas and I'll get back to you. There's
Okay.
a, I'm not gonna watch that, but there's probably like some like showgirl in that or something, right?
Yeah, there's got to be.
Yeah.
I feel like the rule has to be they have to have lines. You can't just be like, oh, this random extra.
I bet, but I bet there's a showgirl that says something
Yeah.
to Elvis, like, "Here, sir,
Yeah, yeah.
here are your extra coins." I don't know. Your
Right,
room is
right.
2B. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. That was fun.
Okay.
All right.
Also, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. I don't know if there's anyone from Batman
Oh
Returns that you can
damn.
think of.
Oh damn, that's a hard one. Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman is a good one. I
Yeah.
want to take her, but
Ooh, you
movie cock block.
fuck. Because I don't know that there's any other. I can't think of any other women.
No, I don't
Can
think there
you?
are in that movie. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if I was to give her to
Can
you.
I pick the Batmobile? I can have sex with the
I can't. No. Does it have lines? If it says Mr. If it like talks to Batman, then yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe the parents of the penguin that throw him away. The mom of the penguin
Oh.
that throws him away.
Wow, thinking outside the box. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah. See what I did? Okay, cool. All right.
Right, thanks, buddy.
So this is the next thing I want to talk to you about. And this you're gonna love this. This is gonna excite you.
Okay.
Because
Okay.
I'm giving you a little bit of ground on your New York thing.
Oh, okay.
Shocking, I know, but I recently read a book called The Beastie Boys Book, which is the autobiography of the Beastie Boys. And they grew up in New York and they started all their stuff in New York. And the way that they write about New York, I was like, that New York is fucking cool. Like, for one, a good thing about New York is that it created the Beastie Boys. And I love the Beastie Boys. So that's a point for New York. Another thing is you know how we like to talk about time travel? I think that New York in the 80s is a place that I would like to go and see and be.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like super cool. They had like CBGBs and hip hop was just starting out and it was like still like edgy and gross and dangerous. And like you could get a really cheap apartment, you know. So you could like meet like, I don't know, like different like interesting artists and stuff. Yeah, I think New York, 80s New York, like if time travel was possible, then New York could win a little bit for me.
Okay. 80s New York. That's you usually don't hear people say that.
Yeah, I
I
know.
mean,
Everybody talks about how like that was like that's like the lowest point of New York, right?
well, I mean, it's like a mixed bag because it's like there's this like nostalgia for it. Like all the people who lived here then were like, that was when New York was blah, 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 blah. But I don't think they would want to like go back to it. It's kind of like that thing where you're like, remember when everything sucked and it was hard, but it was good, you know? That's how I think of it.
Sure.
Like it'd probably be good to like as a vacation, but I don't know that you'd want to live in the New York in the
I'm
80s.
vacationing in
You know what I
80s New
mean?
York.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's pretty
It's a
scary.
good time travel vacation. Yeah.
I bet it's fucking really scary. Well, something to think about. We could think about places you would want to go in different time periods. Could be another game.
Yeah, okay.
So,
I'll think on that.
ruminate. All right. Anything else you wanted to discuss, my brother?
I think that's it, man.
All right, cool. So you have your show this week or no or?
No, March 1st. I mean, maybe it's this week when this will come out.
Right.
March 1st is our next show.
March 1st. Okay, cool. And yeah, I have my Instagram at the world is your ashtray, and you can check out my website, nickvakey.com. All right. I love you,
All right.
bro.
Love you too, bro.
Later.